Oklahomans are digging out following this weekend's winter storm, and Governor Kevin Stitt is criticizing the federal immigration strategy following the killing of an American citizen by federal officers in Minneapolis. Details coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Monday, January 26th. I'm Nick Daniels. This weekend, Oklahomans weathered snow, sleet, and ice. Although the winter storm has made its exit, Anna Pope reports the cold is here to stay.
The main storm system made its way through Oklahoma Sunday morning, dropping multiple inches of snow with recorded wind chills tumbling as low as 17 degrees below zero. State climatologist Gary McManus says the lingering cold is what makes this storm different. When it snows in Oklahoma, it usually doesn't stick around long. But storms the past few years have brought colder temperatures, keeping the snow around longer.
I think this really cold portion of the storm system could last. I mean, it could literally last all the way through the rest of January.
Lingering snow or ice means dangerous roads. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol has responded to dozens of collisions or motorists who need help, and travel is likely to remain hazardous today. I'm Anna Pope.
Governor Kevin Stitt was interviewed on CNN Sunday morning and reacted to the latest killing of an American citizen by federal officers in Minneapolis over the weekend. KGOU's Logan Layden has details.
Stitt was asked how Oklahoma weathered the winter storm, but he's also the chair of the National Governors Association and was asked for his thoughts on the situation in Minnesota. Stitt called the death of Alex Preti a tragedy, and when asked if he thought federal law enforcement should pull out of Minnesota, he criticized the Trump administration's current tactics.
Well, I think that the president has to answer that question. He is a deal maker, and he's getting bad advice right now. The president needs to let the American people, what is the solution? How do we bring this to conclusion? We have to enforce federal laws, but we need to know what is the end game. And I don't think it's to deport every single non-U.S. citizen.
Stitt praised Trump for closing the southern border, but says the politicization of the immigration issue has to stop. I'm Logan Layden.
For the first time during her time as Oklahoma County District Attorney, Vicky Mahena is pursuing the death penalty. KGOU's Hannah France reports the case concerns the murder of an 18-year-old in 2024.
Mahena is seeking the death penalty against 24-year-old Anthony Gonzalez for the 2024 murder of 18-year-old Jaden Anthony. Gonzalez is accused of stabbing and killing Anthony during an apparent robbery of the 7-Eleven location Anthony was working at in the early morning hours of October 18, 2024. The DA's office says surveillance footage shows Gonzalez fatally stabbing Anthony and fleeing on foot after she handed him money from the cash register, noting he left the store with less than $40. In a press release, Mahena says the death penalty is appropriate in this case based on aggravating circumstances, including the murder being particularly heinous or cruel, the murder being committed for the purpose of avoiding or preventing a lawful arrest, and the existence of probability the defendant poses a continuing threat to society. Gonzalez is in custody on a $10 million bond. His hearing for formal arraignment is scheduled for April 1st. I'm Hannah France.
The Oklahoma legislature convenes in 1 week. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports on some environmental measures up for consideration.
Lawmakers filed dozens of bills focused on Oklahoma's environment and energy industry, but one topic stands out: data centers and electricity usage. House Democrat Amanda Clinton from Tulsa introduced several bills that would study data centers' impacts and keep a detailed record of the facilities in the state. Another measure authored by Senate Republican Kendall Sacchieri from Blanchard would temporarily pause all data center proposals for 3 years. House Bill 2992 from Marlowe Republican Brad Bowles aims to rein in electricity bills by keeping regular consumers from paying higher rates as more data centers come online. Other bills look to levy fees on produced water from the oil and gas industry, tighten rules on wind and solar, and set up a research hub to potentially attract a national laboratory. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.